During their review of the Paul Mill plan, the principals had agreed that we should stop referring publicly to Osama bin Laden, who had survived the August 20 missile strike, and focus attention on the network, Al-Qaeda. Unfortunately, few of the principals then did so in their public comments. Like the media, the principals were fixated on one man, the leader of this group that had declared war on us for no good reason. Given the reluctance of the military to plan seriously for commando operations in Afghanistan, and the fecklessness to date of the CIA's Afghan friends, the best option to get bin Laden seemed to be to hit a building in which he was staying. For that purpose, the Defense Department was asked to keep cruise missile platforms off the Pakistani coast. The targets were places bin Laden was thought to have been before. Now, all we needed was word that he was at one of those places again and would likely stay there for a few hours. That proved hard to get. The CIA's assets in Afghanistan could usually tell us where bin Laden had been a few days earlier. In three meetings during 1998 and 1999, the Counterterrorism Security Group requested emergency meetings of the principals to recommend to the president a cruise missile strike on the facility in which bin Laden was believed to be at the time. We had to act quickly. By the time the information reached us, it was already getting old. On each of the three occasions when we thought we had an opportunity, however, there was reason not to fire the missiles. Twice, George Tenet admitted to the principals that the information came from a single source that was not always right. On the third occasion, Tenet and I carefully examined satellite photos of the CIA's proposed target and determined that it looked a lot more like a luxury mobile home camp of an Arab ally than a terrorist hideout. The planned attack was canceled. Tenet's later review of the three events, using other sources who were able to report later on, revealed that only on one of the occasions was bin Laden actually at the proposed target when we thought he was. On that occasion, the house bin Laden was in was located next to a hospital, which would have received collateral damage from the cruise missile attack. On these three occasions, and during the presentation of the Paul Mill plan, I tried to make the case to the principals that we should strike at all Al-Qaeda camps, whether or not bin Laden was in them. The response I received from all the other members of the principals usually went along the lines of, "So, we spend millions of dollars worth of cruise missiles and bombs blowing up $150's worth of jungle gyms and mud huts again?" Several times I tried the line of argument that the camps, whatever it cost to build them, were churning out thousands of trained terrorists who were going home and setting up cells in countries all over the world. "We have to stop this conveyor belt, this production line. Blow them up every once in a while and recruits won't go there." This line of reasoning had some impact on the principals, but not enough. Nonetheless, the idea of bombing all of the Al-Qaeda infrastructure was never ruled out. Indeed, the Joint Chiefs were instructed to prepare plans to hit the facilities, not only with cruise missiles, but with B-1, B-2, and B-52 strategic bombers. I waited for another opportunity to make the case.